The Gemara Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, tells us the famous Maisa about Rabbi and Abzera. They had a suda sperm together, and Rabbi got up and shechted Abzera. What is the beer in this? What's the pshat? The Rabbi shechted Abzera and brought him back to life. Obviously, there are Dvar Mamukim over here, but I just want to say over one beautiful hasbro from Rav Huttner that he writes in the Pachad Yitzchak and Purim in Inyan Lamed Beis. So he explains over there that we find by Matan Torah, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, and Daf Pechas, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and every dibur came out, was parcha nishmas and shal yisar. Klal Yisrael's neshamas left them. They died. They experienced misa when they heard the dibur of the Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to bring down a tal shal tchiyah. He brought down a special tal, a special dew of tchiyas amesim to bring back their lives, to bring back their neshama, to be able to hear the next dibur of Torah. And Rav Huttner explains that the idea over here is that when that the way, ideally, every time a yid hears a word of Torah, it should mamish remove his whole chias, ad kedei kach, that he needs a whole new chias. Every word of Torah is mechaya a person again, ad kedei kach, that it's almost like a misa and a chayim. It's a whole new life. Every word of Torah is so precious that there's a new chias, which is nischadish when we hear it. And that's the way Torah was given, that there was a bitul achias, our neshamas left us, and ad kedei kach, we had to be recreated and have a new life, a chias amesim, to be able to hear another word of Torah. So that's the way it was in Maimed Har Sinai, Mishas Matan Torah. The Torah is given in the eifen of misa utchia. The neshama leaves you and then it comes back. And he says, the Gemara says over there in Shabbos, that Hada Kiblu B'mei HaShverish, we dashen from Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim, Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, that Hada Kiblu B'mei HaShverish, Purim was another Mount Torah. That's when we Mekabel the Torah again, Mekabel and Ma'ava. So whatever happened in the original Mount Torah of Har Sinai should happen again on Purim as well. There has to be an ending of a Misa and Chia within Kabbalah Satara. So he says, when they had their Suda together and they wanted to experience Purim the way it should really be on the highest level, every Purim there's a reenactment of that Mount Torah of Purim, the Mount Torah of Har Sinai, and has to come through a ending of Misa and Chia. And therefore, Rabbi B'davka worked it out that there should be an ending of Misa, Kenegah the Parcha Nishmasan, and then Tchiyah, he was Mechayim, Kenegad the Tal Shel Tchiyah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu used then to bring him back, and that way they're able to feel and experience the Matan Torah on the highest level of a Parcha Nishmasan, the way it was at Maimed Har Sinai. And it's interesting to point out that the Manda Amar who says over there in Shabbos that Hada Kiblu B'mei HaShverish Lefi Ar Girsa, it's Rava, but the Bach over there changes the Girsa, changes it to Rabba. He probably does it for other reasons, but Lefi the Girsa the Bach, it works out nicely. It's that same Rabba, the same Rabba over there who said Hada Kiblua B'mei HaShverish. He's the one who wanted to experience that Hada Kiblua, and he enabled Abzera to experience it through the Kam Rabba of Shachtel Abzera to have a Bechina Parchin Nishmasan and a Harit Tashal Tchiyah.